So Hare Krishna, thank you for coming tonight. I'm reading a little bit from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder of ISKCON. Last night we completed chapter 10, where Krishna is speaking about Himself. And this evening we're going to read from chapter 11. This chapter is entitled The Universal Form. I'll read one verse in Sanskrit. Arjuna Vacha Madanugrahaya Paramam Guyam Madhyatma Samjitam Yat Tayuktam Vachastena Mohoyam Vigato Humama. Arjuna said, by my hearing the instructions you have kindly given me about these most confidential spiritual matters, my illusion has now been dispelled. In this chapter, Krishna reveals Himself as the cause of all causes, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. He is even the cause of Mahavishnu, from whom the universes, all material universes, emanate. Krishna is not an incarnation. He is the source of all incarnations. That has been completely explained in the last chapter. Now, as far as Arjuna is concerned, he says that his illusion is over. This means that Arjuna no longer thinks of Krishna as a mere human being, as a friend of his, but as the source of everything, the supreme personality of Godhead. Arjuna is very enlightened and is glad that he has such a great friend as Krishna. But now he is thinking that although he may accept Krishna as the source of everything, other people may not. So in order to establish Krishna's divinity for all, he is requesting Krishna in this chapter to show his universal form. Actually, when one sees the universal form of Krishna, one becomes frightened, like Arjuna. But Krishna is so kind that after showing it, he converts himself again into his original form. Arjuna agrees to what Krishna has several times said. Krishna is speaking to him just for his benefit. So Arjuna acknowledges that all this is happening to him by Krishna's grace. He is now convinced that Krishna is the cause of all causes and is present in everyone's heart as the Super Soul. Text 2. O Lotus-Eyed One, I have heard from you in detail about the appearance and disappearance of every living entity and have realized your inexhaustible glories. Purport. Arjuna addresses Lord Krishna as lotus-eyed. Krishna's eyes appear to be just like the petals of a lotus flower. Out of his joy, for Krishna has assured him in the previous chapter, Aham Krishnasya Jagata Prabhava Pralalastata. I am the source of the appearance and disappearance of this entire material manifestation. Arjuna has heard of this from the Lord in detail. Arjuna further knows that in spite of his being the source of all appearances and disappearances, he is aloof from them. As the Lord has said in the 9th chapter, he is all-pervading, yet he is not personally present everywhere. That is the inconceivable opulence of Krishna, which Arjuna admits that he has thoroughly understood. Text 3. O greatest of all personalities, O supreme form, though I see you here before me in your actual position, as you have described yourself, I wish to see how you have entered into this cosmic manifestation as the universal form. I want to see that form of yours. Purport. The Lord said that because he entered into the material universe by his personal representation, the cosmic manifestation has been made possible and is going on. Now, as far as Arjuna is concerned, He is inspired by the statements of Krishna. But in order to convince others in the future who may think that Krishna is an ordinary person, Arjuna desires to see him actually in his universal form, to see how he is acting within this universe, although he is apart from it. Arjuna's addressing the Lord as Purushottam is also significant, since the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is present within Arjuna himself. Therefore, he knows the desire of Arjuna, and he can understand that Arjuna has no special desire to see him in his universal form. For Arjuna is completely satisfied to see him in his personal form of Krishna. But the Lord can understand also that Arjuna wants to see the universal form to convince others. Arjuna did not have any personal desire for confirmation. Krishna also understands that Arjuna wants to see the universal form to set a criterion. For in the future, there would be many imposters who would pose themselves as incarnations of God. These people, therefore, should be careful. One who claims to be Krishna or the Supreme Lord should be prepared to show his universal form to confirm his claim to the people of this world. Text 4. If you think that I am able to behold your cosmic form, O my Lord, O Master of all mystic power, then kindly show me that unlimited universal self. Purport. It is said that one can neither see, hear, understand, nor perceive the Supreme Lord Krishna by his material senses. But if one is engaged in loving transcendental service to the Lord from the beginning, then one can see the Lord by revelation. Every living entity is only a spiritual spark. Therefore, it is not possible to see or to understand the Supreme Lord. Arjuna, as a devotee, does not depend on his speculative strength. Rather, he admits his limitations as a living entity and acknowledges Krishna's inestimable position. Arjuna could understand that for a living entity, it is not possible to understand the unlimited infinite. If the infinite reveals himself, then it is possible to understand the nature of the infinite by the grace of the infinite. The word Yogeshwar is also very significant here, because the Lord has inconceivable power, achinta shakti. If he likes, he can reveal himself by his grace, although he is unlimited. Therefore, Arjuna pleads for the inconceivable grace of Krishna. He does not give Krishna orders. Krishna is not obliged to reveal himself unless one surrenders fully in Krishna consciousness and engages in devotional service. Thus, it is not possible for persons who depend on the strength of their mental speculation to see Krishna. Text 5. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, said, "My dear Arjuna, O son of Prita, see now my opulences, hundreds of thousands of variegated divine and multicolored forms." Purport. Arjuna wanted to see Krishna in his universal form, which, although a transcendental form, is just manifested for the cosmic manifestation, and is therefore subject to the temporary time of this material world. As the material nature is manifested and not manifested, similarly, this universal form of Krishna is manifested and non-manifested. It is not eternally situated in the spiritual sky like Krishna's personal form. As far as a devotee is concerned, he is not eager to see the universal form. But because Arjuna wanted to see Krishna in this way, Krishna reveals this form out of love for Arjuna. This universal form is not possible to be seen by any ordinary man. Krishna must give one the power to see it. Text 6. O best of the Bharats, I see here the different manifestations of Adityas, Vasus, Rudras, Ashvini Kumaras, and all the other demigods. Behold the many wonderful things which no one has ever seen or heard of before. Purport. Even though Arjuna was a personal friend of Krishna and the most advanced of learned men, it was still not possible for him to know everything about Krishna, because Krishna is unlimited. Here it is stated that humans have neither heard nor known of all these forms and manifestations. Now Krishna reveals these wonderful forms to Arjuna. Text number 7. O Arjuna, whatever you wish to see, behold at once in this body of mine. This universal form can show you whatever you now desire to see and whatever you may want to see in the future. Everything moving and non-moving is here completely in one place. Purport. No one can see the entire universe while sitting in one place. Even the most advanced scientist cannot see what is going on in other parts of the universe. But a devotee like Arjuna can see everything that exists in any part of this universe by the grace of Krishna. Krishna gives him the power to see anything he wants to see, past, present, and even future. Thus, by the mercy of Krishna, Arjuna was able to see everything. Text 8. But you cannot see me with your present eyes. Therefore, I give you divine eyes. Behold my mystic opulence. Purport. A pure devotee does not like to see Krishna in any form except his form with two hands, playing a flute with Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan. A devotee must see his universal form by Krishna's grace, not with the mind, but with spiritual vision. To see the universal form of Krishna, Arjuna is told not to change his mind, but his vision. The universal form of Krishna is not very important. That will be clear in the subsequent verses. Yet because Arjuna wanted to see it, the Lord gives him the particular vision required to see that universal form. Devotees who are correctly situated in a transcendental relationship with Krishna are attracted by loving features, not by a godless display of material opulence. The playmates of Krishna, the friends of Krishna, and the parents of Krishna never want Krishna to show his opulences. They are so immersed in pure love that they do not even know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In their loving exchange, they forget that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that the boys who play with Krishna are all highly pious souls, and after many, many births, they are able to play with Krishna. Such boys do not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They take him as a personal friend. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami recites this verse, Itam Satam Brahma Sukam Nubhuta Dasyam Gatanam Paradaivata Tena. Here is the Supreme Person, who is considered the impersonal Brahman by great sages, the Supreme Personality of Godhead by devotees, and a product of material nature by ordinary men. Now these boys, who have performed many, many pious activities in their past lives, are playing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead just like a dear friend. The fact is that the devotee is not concerned with seeing the Vishvarup or the universal form, but Arjuna wanted to see it to substantiate Krishna's statements so that in the future people could understand that Krishna not only theoretically or philosophically presented himself as the Supreme, but actually presented himself as such to Arjuna by showing this universal form. Arjuna must confirm this because Arjuna is the beginning of the parampara system. Those who are actually interested in understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and who follow in the footsteps of Arjuna, should understand that Krishna not only theoretically presented himself as the Supreme, but actually revealed himself as the Supreme by showing the universal form to Arjuna. The Lord gave Arjuna the necessary power to see this universal form, because he knew that Arjuna did not particularly want to see it, as we have already explained. Text 9. Sanjaya said, O King, having thus spoken, the Supreme Lord of all mystic power, the Personality of Godhead, displayed his universal form to Arjuna. Text 11. Arjuna saw in that universal form unlimited mouths, unlimited eyes, unlimited wonderful visions. The form was decorated with many celestial ornaments and bore many divine upraised weapons. He wore celestial garlands and garments, and many divine scents were smeared over his body. All was wondrous, brilliant, unlimited, all expanding. Purport. In these two verses, the repeated use of the word many indicates that there was no limit to the number of hands, mouths, legs, and other manifestations Arjuna was seeing. These manifestations were distributed throughout the universe. But by the grace of the Lord, Arjuna could see them while sitting in one place. This was due to the inconceivable potency of Krishna. Text 12. If hundreds of thousands of suns were to rise at once into the sky, their radiance might resemble the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in that universal form. Purport. What Arjuna saw was indescribable, yet Sanjaya is trying to give a mental picture of that great revelation to Dhritarashtra. Neither Sanjaya nor Dhritarashtra was present, but Sanjaya, by the grace of Vyasadev, his spiritual master, he could see whatever was happening. Thus, he now compares the situation as far as can be understood to an imaginable phenomena of thousands of suns rising into the sky simultaneously. Text 13. At that time, Arjuna could see in the universal form of the Lord the unlimited expansions of the universe situated in one place, although divided into many, many thousands. Purport. The word tatra, there, is very significant. It indicates that both Arjuna and Krishna were sitting on the chariot when Arjuna saw the universal form. Others on the battlefield could not see this form, because Krishna gave this transcendental vision only to Arjuna. Arjuna could see in the body of Krishna many thousands of planets. As we learn from Vedic scriptures, there are many universes and many planets. Some of them are made of earth, some are made of gold, some are made of jewels, some are very great, some are not so great, etc. Sitting on his chariot, Arjuna could see all of this, but no one could understand what was going on between Arjuna and Krishna. Text 14. Then, bewildered and astonished, his hair standing on end, Arjuna bowed his head to offer obeisances with folded hands, and he began to pray to the Supreme Lord. Purport. Once the divine vision is revealed, the relationship between Krishna and Arjuna changes immediately. Before, Krishna and Arjuna had a relationship based on friendship. But here, after this divine revelation, Arjuna is offering obeisances with great respect, and with folded hands he is praying to Krishna. He is praising the universal form. Thus Arjuna's relationship becomes one of wonder, rather than friendship. Great devotees see Krishna as the reservoir of all relationships. In the scriptures, there are 12 basic kinds of relationships mentioned, and all of them are present in Krishna. It is said that He is the ocean of all relationships exchanged between two living entities, between the gods or between the Supreme Lord and His devotees. Here Arjuna was inspired by the relationship of wonder, and in that wonder, although he was by nature very sober, calm, and quiet, he became ecstatic. His hair stood up, and he began to offer his obeisances unto the Supreme Lord with folded hands. He was not, of course, afraid. He was affected by the wonders of the Supreme Lord. The immediate context is wonder. His natural loving friendship was overwhelmed by wonder, and thus he reacted in this way. Text 15. Arjuna said, "My dear Lord Krishna, I see assembled in your body all the demigods and various other living entities. I see Lord Brahma sitting on a lotus flower, as well as Lord Shiva and all the great sages and divine serpents coming from you." Purport. Arjuna sees everything in the universe. Therefore he sees Brahma, who is the first creature in the universe, and the celestial serpent upon which the Garbhadakshai Vishnu lies in the lower regions of the universe, Anantashesh. This snake bed is called Vasuki. There are other great snakes known as Vasuki. Arjuna can see from Garbhadakshai Vishnu up to the topmost part of the universe on the lotus flower planet where Brahma, the first creature of the universe, resides. That means that from the beginning to the end, everything could be seen by Arjuna, who was sitting in one place on the chariot. This was possible by the grace of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Text 16. O Lord of the universe, O universal form, I see in your body many, many arms, bellies, mouths, and eyes, expanded everywhere without limit. I see in you no end, no middle, and no beginning. Purport. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is unlimited. Thus, through Him, everything could be seen. Text 17. Your form is difficult to see because of its glaring effulgence spreading on all sides like blazing fire or the immeasurable radiance of the sun. Yet I see this glowing form everywhere adorned with various crowns, clubs, and discs. Text 18. You are the supreme primal object. You are the ultimate resting place of all that's within this universe. You are inexhaustible, and you are the oldest. You are the maintainer of the eternal religion, the personality of Godhead. This is my opinion. Text 19. You are without origin, middle, or end. Your glory is unlimited. You have numberless arms, and the sun and moon are your eyes. I see you with blazing fire coming forth from your many mouths, burning this entire universe by your own radiance. Purport. There is no limit to the extent of the six opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here and in many other places, there is repetition. But according to the scriptures, repetition of the glories of Krishna is not a literary weakness. It is said that at a time of bewilderment or wonder or of great ecstasy, statements are repeated over and over. This is not a fault. Text 20. Although you are one, you spread throughout the sky and the planets and all space in between. O great one, seeing this wondrous and terrible form, all the planetary systems are perturbed. Purport. Dvavya pritavo. The space between heaven and earth and loka trayam, the three worlds, are significant words in this verse, because it appears that not only did Arjuna see this universal form of the Lord, but others in other planetary systems saw it also. Arjuna's seeing of the universal form was not a dream. All whom the Lord endowed with divine vision saw the universal form on the battlefield. Text 21. All the host of demigods are surrendering before you and entering into you. Some of them, very much afraid, are offering prayers with folded hands. Hosts of great sages and perfected beings, crying all peace, are praying to you by singing the Vedic hymns. Purport. The demigods and all the planetary systems feared the terrible manifestation of the universal form and its glaring effulgence, and so prayed to the Lord for protection. Text 22. All the various manifestations of Lord Shiva, the Adityas, the Vasus, the Sadyas, the Vishvadevs, the two Ashvis, the Maruts, the forefathers, the Gandharvas, the Yakshas, the Asuras, and the perfected demigods are beholding you in wonder. Text 23. Almighty Armed One, all the planets with their demigods are disturbed at seeing your great form. With its many faces, eyes, arms, thighs, legs, and bellies, and your many terrible teeth, and as they are disturbed, so am I. Text 24. O all-pervading Vishnu, seeing you with your many radiant colors touching the sky, your gaping mouths, and your great glowing eyes, my mind is perturbed by fear. I can no longer maintain my steadiness or equilibrium of mind. Text 25. O Lord of Lords, O refuge of the worlds, please be gracious to me. I cannot keep my balance seeing thus your blazing death-like faces and awful teeth. In all directions I am bewildered. Text 26 and 27. All the sons of Dhritarashtra, along with their allied kings, and Bhishma, Drona, Karna, and other chief soldiers also, are rushing into your fearful mouths. And some I see trapped with heads smashed between your teeth. Purport. In a previous verse, the Lord promised to show Arjuna things that would be very interesting to see. Now Arjuna sees that the leaders of the opposite party, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, and all the sons of Dhritarashtra, and their soldiers, and Arjuna's own soldiers, are all being annihilated. Thus, this is an indication that after the death of nearly all the persons assembled at Kurukshetra, Arjuna will emerge victorious. It is also mentioned here that Bhishma, who is supposed to be unconquerable, will also be smashed. So also Karna. Not only will the great warriors of the other party, like Bhishma, be smashed, but some of the great warriors of Arjuna's side also. So I'll stop here. We'll begin with text number 28 tomorrow. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So there's a short artik for about 10 minutes. I usually sing with the harmonium. You're welcome to sing along if you like. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You're welcome to come in here, don't worry. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Oh, thank you.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Jai Radhe, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Jai Radhe. She read a collection of cookies. Love, love, love.
Perlan Mahram Shaki Ja, Shila Prabhupada Yeda Nitaka Primina Day
Thank you, everybody, for coming. Have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow. Hare Krishna.